This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Right. Number one, catastrophic thinking. Number two, nationalism. I'm Slavic American. I'm Croatian American. So my family and I watched the Yugoslav War in the 90s very closely. And so I remember being in college and we were in a course called War in the Nation State. Somebody raised his hand and he was like, I'm from Serbia. And I had this fight or flight response. And I knew my head, my brain knew better than to be thinking this person was a threat to me for any reason. But I had that feeling. Number three, the Thursday line at Supreme. The fact that there is this amount of people just literally buying clothes. Number four, when we watch movies with my daughters and they're young, I've noticed that they can handle dragons, they can handle explosions, fine. They run out of the room when one of the men are mad. So King Triton, when he's mad at Ariel, the Beast. And I just went, oh my gosh, this is physiological. You don't even have to be in this world for a very long time as a female to be triggered by a booming, angry male. Number five, misunderstandings. Curb Your Enthusiasm used to be hard. It would always make me very anxious because of two things, right? Anger mail and misunderstandings. Number six, poor vocal health. You just go, uh-oh, I need to warm up, or, oh, I thought I warmed up enough. Uh-oh, I got to stretch my tongue. Oh, yeah, you got to stretch your tongue. Down, you would basically release your tongue, we're on radio, but Number seven, takers, opportunists, and boundary crossers. I know that you're trying to get me to talk about film sets when I was a kid, but I was put in a situation, and listen, I wasn't even that popular. Let's face it, I was next to people who were stratospherically popular, and just being in the same show with them, you're put in a mob where your hair is being pulled, the trailer's being rocked, and then from then on it's you go to a family reunion and then you're spending an hour taking pictures. So it's just do you want to, I don't know, do you want to play Barbies with me? Or number eight, bullshit. Number nine, social media. Number 10, I had, in my experience, the most deaths I knew came from cocaine overdoses. Yeah, I had a family member who was an addict for over the course of decades. In and out of rehabs and halfway houses and jail. you know, and then finally meeting his end. And yeah, it's not like it was, it's not like it was cute before he died. And then, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a sad, sad, sad thing. My name is Anna Klumsky, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Anna Klumsky is an actor. You can see her on the show Veep. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, Joanna Solitaroff, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That I'm going to open my door and there's just going to be like, instead of a delivery guy and a bike, it's just going to be a bike with no guy. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.